Там кого-то отсюда.
I want to begin by thanking the Moshe and the Yachim HaKadoshim, Yoshim Shlomo, for all that they do, for the Mesirus Nefesh, and Hashem Yisborach, the Schus of the Tzaddik, should fill their lives with Simcha, Nachas, and Brocha, and Meir Hashem Shom. So some of you speak English, I understand. I remember when we had a chevra that we were beginning to learn for smicha in yeshiva, and they took all of the smicha chevra on a day that was like a yom miyun, all of the smicha chevra, and there was a very, very big person in a Rosh Yeshiva, a Talmud of a Baruch Be'er from the old world. And they were mechabed him to say a shia to us in learning. And he offered us, when he began, he said that he could speak those either in Yiddish or in Lashon HaKodesh or in English. And he asked, who wants me to speak in Yiddish? So there were like three wise guys, they raised their hand. It was like 70, 80 guys, just for fun, they raised their hand. And then he asked, who wants Lashon HaKodesh? Most like five guys, Lashon HaKodesh. And he said, who wants an English? And they're like, 70 guys raised their hand. So he said, English. And everybody said, English. So then he said, say it. And he spoke for the next hour and a half in Yiddish. he thought it was English. In English, we understand English. There's a song that one of the chevra back in New York has written. And they see that it's caught on. I don't know if it reached out to Israel. I didn't hear it yet. They're in this mismatch. But it's one of the chevra who we love back in the States. And the words are, the Be'er Yimamish saved my life. So you know this one? I don't know the other words. I just know that part. The Be'er Yimamish saved my life. And I went to Israel, what happened with the Be'er and I. He just said, Yimamish saved my life. Rav Nosson, Yimamir saved my life. Rav Nosson, Yimamir saved my life. Not from any physical danger, Chalila. Rav Nosson saved and saves our lives. Ukhtei Alochis, Ukhtei Tfilis, Olam Latrufa. Yimamir saved our lives. And what was the way that Rav Nosson himself left the world? How did he conclude his holy life, Rav Nosson? He left the world with the words, Chanan Hamar Belislayach. Those were the last words that Rav Nosson said. Chanan Hamar Belislayach. Everybody knows that everything follows the chesima, the ne'ila, the conclusion, the end is everything. And it means that the everything of Nosson's existence, the everything of his existence was Chanun Amar B'Lisloyach. And Rabbi Avram, when Rabbi Nachman said in Meritike Remez that Chanun Amar B'Lisloyach is the gematria Nosson. The gematria Nosson. Chanun Amar B'Lisloyach. It's the gematria Nosson. And if that's how the tzaddik left the world, then it means that in those words, especially since it equals his name, that's what he wanted to give over to us. That the Baruch Shalom was Chanun Amar B'Lisloyach. Because here, everybody here knows, and Tinyon Zion, that the Ikar Achman is the biggest Achman is. The Masri HaKovid, the greatest weight that a Jew carries in his life. And each person has his story, her story. And each person has gone through difficulties and suffering in some way, and great challenges. But there Rabbeinu says that the Ikar, the main Masui, the burden that a Jew carries in his life, Mishi Adeh, somebody who understands the Adinus, the gentleness, how sublime a Jewish soul is, knows that the greatest weight that a Jew bears are his sins. And the feeling that he's imprisoned by those sins and that he can't get out. There's no way for him to leave. He's locked in that life and that world. That's the Masui HaKovid, and Ikar Achmonus of the Tzaddik. Said, but the whole Torah is about is the achmanis that the tzaddik has to take, to help a Jew out of his prison. Am Yisrael saw the Gevaldige Simcha and is still watching the Gevaldige Simcha that one Jew came out of prison this week. There was a Yid that was in prison for years. And with Nisim and the flows, Hashem Zbach took him out. And every single Jew is mamish. Beyond Simcha. It's a little bit, a tiny, tiny little bit of a taste, mamish, a ti'im ba'alma, of the Simcha that's going to be when the time comes where each and every one of us is able to get out of that prison that we've been in much longer than 8 years. That was a relatively short sentence, it was difficult, it was behind physical bars. But the jail that you and I have been in all of our lives is one that is not up to any president to open the cell. No askonim can make that happen. There's only one way that a Jew is able to leave that place of imprisonment, and that's when he believes that Hashem is Baruch is chanun umar b'lisloyah. The Rebbe Nosson's yard site came out on the Asar B'Teves, comes out, the Asar B'Teves. And Somach Melech, Melech Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha, that Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha placed Yerushalayim, the Malchus of Bavel placed Yerushalayim B'Matzor U'V'Matzoik. In Yoytze V'Nichnes, in Nichnes V'En Yoytze, that Yerushalayim was besieged. And all of you know that the Chumra, the Avodram speaks about, even Midoich HaShabbos, Bli Yitzuyot. The Chumra of Asar B'Teves, that is the beginning of the Peronius. Because the beginning of the Peronius is, the beginning of Peronius is always. When Melech Bovel, Bovel of course means Bilbulim. When the Yetzer Hara was Melech Bovel, a Rosha. When a person becomes so mitbalbel, he becomes so confused and is so deluded to believe that because of the things that he's done in his life that he lives in a matzor and a matzok, he lives in a way that's besieged. I must look at this website. I must lift my eyes and look at something that shouldn't be seen. I must say things that I shouldn't say. I must do things that I shouldn't do. And that Peronius of Bavel, which is the beginning of the Peronius, is something which continues to this day. And if the Hilula of Rabbi Nosson, of Chanun Amar B'Lisloyach, with the Ikar Achmonis, is the Masri HaKovid that a Jew carries, when he falls into that bilbul of Melech Bavel, to believe in the imaginary siege of his life. Kilu, it's impossible to get out. Kilu, it's impossible for me to leave. I can't possibly get up on time to daven. I can't possibly be shomer kedusha. I can't possibly keep the seder and learning and daven. I can't possibly be mistader with my wife or with my children. B'chulu, b'chulu, b'chulu. So the yisoid of what Rabbi Nosson was about was chanun hamarbel esloy. And tefillas, every tefillah revolves around this yisoid. I'll just read to you a few words from Sam. Lekuta tefillas Sam. Val toimri noyash chas v'sholom leim. Kavnesayach itoch v'hem atan nimoy chas v'sholom. What's the siege of Bavel? What's the beginning of the Churban of Yerushalayim? The destruction of Tzion, which is the Gematria Yosef, which is the Inyan of Tzadik, and Shemir Sabris, and Kedusha. Is when a person feels that because of his Averus, Kavnesayach itoch v'hem atan nimoy chas v'sholom, I'm going to end in this way of my Averus, and I can't possibly get out, and Hashem couldn't possibly forgive me for such things. And I fall into such a place where it's impossible for me to leave, to get out of this jail of my stupidity, of my foolishness. But a person feels that he's utterly lost and there's no hope for him. That's why it's so hard for us to daven. Why is his baridus? There are many reasons why his baridus is so hard. But of course, the main reason is that a person deep inside feels that there's no reason that the Rebbe would want to hear from a person like me. And even though we say chanun a marvelous lach 3 times a day, we don't believe it. So Rebbe Nosson says, aha, aha, chus v'chamor l'lacha, v'al ma'at yamecha chutzim sheyesh l'cha oi, l'smamei ma'at b'zahor l'ma'oiv v'keheref ayim, v'al toy mikadvorim ha'elu chalila. Have rachmanis on you, on yourself, and in the few years that you have left in your life, and don't say such things. And then Rebbe Nosson says, ki yizu koshim n'arishayna. Because such a way of thinking, and such diburim, Rabbi Nosson says, are worse than the Averis themselves. Are worse than the sin itself. Who else says such words? Ki adayin yesh li tikva gedoyla b'chol eis b'chol shah b'chol rega chaz de Hashem ki lo yisomnu ki lo yichol rachma l'oyla. We say the oitzim ribui rachmanusai v'chasod av gedoyla. Rebbe says you have no idea chanun amarbel is loya. Like in Chabad, the tzaddikim, the Nesim of Chabad, when Medai, and they say from the region of also another tzaddikim, the Yom Kippur, the Gashbrochu, Solchon, and Machalon, in the Brocha, and that Lashon of Solchon and Machalon means Hashem is both continuously, can't stop himself from forgiving us, Kiyoch. Not just Soleyach, Solchon, not just Michael, and Machalon. Al kol hachafetzim lo shebemes. Af apish lo yeshavu adai. Chol yeshavu kol chepsu yizboruch lo shebu l'rachim al kol l'mechakim mitzapim u'mizgagim mechoysim v'machteros limtzer hatzol u'monos lo shebu l'ashem yizboruch. That's our generation. Such an asifa, such an interesting kinus. Do you think there would be such a collection of Jews? I don't know what was here in this shul 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago in Shari Chesed. Somebody was telling me we were talking on Shabbos, it was very different, and it wasn't a long time ago. And all different Jews from all different backgrounds. And the reason that we have such a historic when we're together, and all of us from all of these different backgrounds are able to hold each other's hands and dance, because this is what we share in common. That we're mechakim, and mitzapim, and mizgagim, the choisim machteres limtzay hatzolo umonis loshu l'ashemus. And that was the entire existence of Rabbeinu Zal and Rabbi Nosson. Yesh li tikva. And that's what I mean when I say that it's not just Dovber that saved his life, it's Rabbi Nosson that saves our lives. Every minute, those who connect with the Tzaddik. I just want to share with you a story. I told Gershon, I'm not saying a shir, I'm not saying Josh is here. It's not my place, and just a few words of his chazkas. I was talking to some of the chevra from the shul, some of the bachim who are here learning the Chanukah. And I explained to them that it's a merdeka stira that we see, which is really the geta halacha, is it true from Rabbi Kibega? And Simon Yud Zayin. It's interesting how you see such a thing that by Chanukah, which is now these Yemei HaChoshech, Teves, we understand how deeply, deeply connected to Chanukah. And it's all part of the fullness of Yavan that we're in now, and what Yavan means, the Choshech of Yavan. And it's really very, very remarkable how we see that on the one hand, the din is that a person has to put shaman oil into the menorah. The shear of that time, Shetishka Chama, Shetichle Regal and Ashuk. If a person doesn't put that amount in, then the din of Shulchan Aruch is that he's not Yotzei. If he doesn't have that there. But if he puts that into the menorah, even if the menorah goes out, what? Mamish? In a minute. We paskin what kovsa? Ein zokuklo. And kovsa ein zokuklo means that if I try, if I put my kaiches in, if I pour the oil into the menorah, if I follow the aces of the tzaddikim and I try, and it seems to me that I'm putting the shear in to the menorah, then even though sometimes the light extinguishes, it goes out in everybody's life. There's a time when the candle blows out. The Baruch Shalom says through the Chacham and Mesakim, Kov Sein Zokuklo, which means, Lo Lefachet, don't be afraid. Lo Alecha Amalecha Lidmar, Lo Ata Ben Charon Liyibotel Mimena, and the whole chiyus that Am Yisrael has from that yomtiv and the chinuch of Chanukah, as we see in Bnei Sos and Rapsaldik and all the tzaddikim, that Chanukah is loshen of chinuch for the years and godless of all days. It's the same chinuch of Rabbi Nosson and of Rabbeinu Zal. That shelcha kayim loylam. And Hashem has both told Aaron that your candle is going to in the end burn forever. In the end, it's going to burn forever. And the Ramban explains that, of course, Balois HaSaneris is a remnant of the name of Chanukah. That those candles sustain us forever and ever. And this is the candle of Rabbeinu, the candle of Rav Nosson, that burns until Mashiach. I want to end with a Maisa, and I'm sorry if I took too much time. I don't know what the shear is over here in Yerushalayim. The Baron Chernobyl is Chusi Yelenu had a shamus who was a very simple Jew. And the shamus saw that davening had become something that was quite impossible for him. Because throughout davening, people were bothering him. They were stooping in tzetlach, you know, that they want to get into the Rebbe, and that he has to get the chalas, and the Rebbe was sending a message to him to come, and he couldn't daven. Not Shabbos, not during the week. He wasn't able to daven. He couldn't concentrate on davening. He was always busy with people upset about the chair, about this seat, about, you know, how Eden could be with these things. It's very... It can be very, very hard on people. And this shamus, finally one day, he just had it, you know. And he just said, this is ridiculous. My davening is gone, it's not worth anything. It's all shazek klum. there was the Yiddish, the English, and the Hebrew. It's not worth anything. So he decided that day that he's not going to daven. Just, the Rebbeinu wants this, and the Chassidim want that, and this guy, the rich guy, is calling for him. You know, he didn't daven. So whatever it is, a couple of hours after daven, he goes into Rabbi Aaron Shenobla. The Rebbe wants him for something, comes to Rabbi Aaron Shenobla. And the second he walks in, Rabbi Aaron Shenobla looks at him funny, and he says to him, "Uncle, I see you didn't daven today." So the uncle says, it's true, I didn't daven today. And Rabbi Aaron says, "Why didn't you daven? What's the matter with you?" He says, "I'll tell you the truth, Rebbe. My davening is, I can't daven. My davening is nothing. I say Ashrei, and the next thing someone's pulling at me, Yoishrei, and this one's Vesecha. I can't do anything. My davening, you know, you come in Yerushalayim, you know, the person sits down to daven, and it's Rachim. You can't concentrate. You can't think, even if you want to." So this uncle, this shaman said, "Rabbi, my davening is not worth anything. It's like a game. My whole life is a game. So I'm just doing whatever he, you know, needs me for, because my davening is not worth anything." So Baruch Shanobla said to him, "Hey, uncle, if your davening is not worth anything, then how come the second you walked in, when I looked at your face, I saw that it wasn't shining? Every day when you come to me, your face is mamish on fire." That means, Rabbi Aaron said to him, the Chernobyl said to him, that means that even your tefillah, even your davening, which you feel is a shvacha tefillah, you should know that every word is unbelievable, unbelievable. Nachas to the Bar Olam. I could dekach that every day I have to show now when I look at you that your face is shining. With those diburim that you said, Hashem's Baruch, in between the running and the schlapping. See, the tzaddikim revealed to us who the Baruch Shalom really is. I knew that I grew up, I heard funny things about the Baruch Shalom. And you know, the Rabbeinu Zal once said to a Jew, to a maskil, he said, "The God that you don't," to an atheist, he said, "The God that you don't believe in, I also don't believe in." Think about that. The God that you don't believe in, I also don't believe in. I, Rabbeinu and Rabbeinu Zal, you saved our lives because you introduced us to a Baruch Shalom who we could believe in. Who we could believe in. And for that, each and every one of us, on these days, and on this day before, has to be filled with HaKaras HaTayv, from Shavuot Vaidot to Bar Olam, that He sent into the world, these tzaddikim, who introduced us to the Baruch Shalom and gave us back our lives. Each and every one should be Zeichem, and Mitzvah Shem, to dance together in these streets of Yerushalayim when we're let out of the big prison we've been in all of these years with Lashon HaMitzvos.
Push it.